The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 11 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus at Concordia University. I'm Lucas Marsh. Here are today's headlines. Calling out a bad landlord in Verdun, Pierre Poilievre tries a charm offensive in Quebec, and an inside look at the cars of the future. Nearly a dozen tenants are being forced out of their apartments in Verdun. Complaints of their landlord increasing the prices of lead rent leads to a wave of evictions. Quebec Solidaire is currently holding a press conference in order to hear their tenants. Ravina Sagantosi has been following this story for us.
Nearly a dozen of tenants are being forced out of their apartments in Verdun. Complaints of their landlord increasing the prices of rent leads to a wave of eviction. Quebec Solidaire is currently holding a press conference in order to hear their tenants. Here's what one of our members from Quebec Solidaire, Alejandra Zaga Mendez, had to say about the importance of the press conference today.
Half of the building is already empty. And second, the reason that it's given by the landlord is that there's going to be agrandissement. They're going to get a bigger apartment. However, the building is already put up to be sold.
A landlord in Verdun, on the other hand, had a different opinion on the way their tenants are living.
C'est trop facile de prendre une situation très précise puis de tenter de la généraliser pour l'ensemble du Québec.
Essentially, the press conference is about good relations between tenants and owners in which they hold every year. Doesn't mean there's no particular circumstances, and it's important not to generalize just because of one situation.
On a un système qui est pas parfait, mais il y a pas lieu non plus là de seulement être alarmiste. Et je pense qu'il faut évoquer le fait qu'on a un système au Québec là, qui va relativement bien. Là.
We are holding the press conference today to hear from the tenants and the owners. However, we need to share our good news. It's very easy to take a precise situation and to generalize it. We don't have a perfect system, but we don't have to ignore that we also have a system in Quebec that actually works. With the press conference today, they will further understand the impacts on the people of Verdun and how Quebec Solidaire will take further action.
The Bank of Canada is publishing its economic outlook for the country later today. Unfortunately, no one is expecting it to be a rosy outlook. The country is likely headed into a recession. Maria Trononovac has been looking into this story for us.
No matter where you look, it seems like we're heading into a recession. The government has been raising interest rates and people have started to worry about the future. However, the government needs to take matters in their own hands. According to Robert Frank, there are two things that need to be done.
One is that the government has to stop treating everything as being free. The second thing it has to do is stop creating the inflation by splashing bottomless amounts of cash around.
All this is affecting the poor more than the rich?
Radically. The poor have drastically been more affected by this economical situation. The grocery prices have risen to sky-high levels. Edgar Gay has this to say.
Of poverty and hunger, then at least you can regulate the big grocery chains. And, you know, they can hold off on some of the increases that we've been seeing.
Some say the Bank of Canada needs to be more independent from our politicians.
Yes, this is exactly right. According to Fran, Bank of Canada needs to set their foot down and make sure they take control of the situation as soon as possible.
Thank you, Maria. Today marks the beginning of the federal government's plan to return to in-person work. Federal employees working in the public sector will be required to go back into the office 2 to 3 days of the week. For many, it will be the first time since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic that they have returned to the office. However, federal unions have called on the federal government to halt the initiative, saying it puts employees' health in jeopardy. Federal departments will have until the end of March to implement the plan. Recent polls show disappointing results for the Conservative Party of Canada in Quebec. Pierre Poilievre, the party's leader, is criticized for his lack of popularity in Quebec. Today, he will speak to the media in Montreal as he launches a charm offensive in the province. Olivier Paiement spoke to political scientist Jean-François Gabot, who thinks Poilievre has a long way to go to be successful in Quebec.
Conservative Party has traditionally been slightly less popular in Quebec than elsewhere in Canada, especially Western Canada. Now, Mr. Poilievre represents a brand of the Conservative Party that's closer in ties to the Western Canadian Alliance movement within the Conservative Party, so that brand of conservatism is not as popular in Quebec.
And do you think there's a path for him to be successful for Quebec, or is it almost mission impossible?
Conservative Party leaders like Brian Mulroney have done well in Quebec. Obviously, Mr. Poilievre is not from the province of Quebec like Mr. Mulroney was. However, he does speak French rather well. And depends on the policies he's willing to propose and his relationship with the Premier François Legault, and if he basically toned down on some of the rhetoric that has been perceived as too extreme by population of Quebec.
The fact that the CAQ, they won the last elections, they won back to back. Even the Conservative Party of Quebec, they had pretty good results in the past elections. Do you think this is a proof that there's a chance of success if he does what you mentioned earlier?
There is definitely a pool of conservative voter with a small C. This, depending on how Poilievre approaches this issue, for instance, the role of Quebec within the Canadian Federation, the decentralization, protecting the French language, he might be able to sway some voters.
That was Olivier Paiement speaking with political scientist Jean-François Gabot. 140 members of the teachers' union of the Institut de Cours Régime et Hôtelier de Québec will go on strike today as negotiations grind to a halt. The strike mandate passed during a vote held last November. A picket will be held at noon today outside of the Institute on St. Denis Street in Montreal, Quebec. Union representatives will be present to answer questions from the public and the media. The future of Hydro-Quebec is still up in the air after the head of the company announced she's stepping down. Some worry the energy giant might be leading into difficult political waters. Our reporter Victor Schaefer has been looking into the story for us.
The Liberal Party is demanding that the government holds a public conversation on the future of energy in Quebec. This initiative would take place all over Quebec and consult the population and experts on the subject. According to MNA Jeff Kelly, he is optimistic that the CAQ will accept this proposal.
Yep, I'm actually pretty optimistic. Mr. Legault has mentioned on a few occasions that he would like to have a national discussion on, you know, our energy transition and to the transition to a zero emissions economy.
This comes after the president of Hydro-Québec, Sophie Brochu, announced her resignation last week. Brochu is a proponent of green energy. However, Robert Frank explained how difficult it is to judge the impact that the change of leadership will have, since the government has the monopoly on the hydroelectric sector.
Because it is a government owned monopoly, essentially it is the governor and council of Quebec, the minister, in other words, the prime minister, together with the cabinet under the authority of the state, which owns 100% of the shares and ultimately calls the shot with what happens.
After a two-year wait, the International Montreal Car Show is back. The showcase is showing the public what's new in the auto industry while dealing with supply chain issues. Inès Raffé is on site at the show to share what's going on. Inès, what has the public been up to during the pandemic?
Things looked rather rough for some time, actually. After months of planning, both 2021 and 2022 shows were canceled back-to-back. There was an attempt made to bring the show online, but it was unsuccessful. The show coming up now is also rather smaller than usual, too, with a third of cars missing from their usual repertoire.
Can you tell us about the electric car showcase?
At least half of the cars presented will be electric, but there was an initial plan for even more to be displayed. The show's executive director, Louis Pereira, explains the situation.
Obviously, there are some that aren't here because they have the supply chain issues. And unfortunately, you know, we tried as much as we can. They tried as much as they can as well, but it's obviously they have no vehicles.
What can we expect in 2023 from the car industry with the supply chain issues?
People looking forward to buying cars that they see here might not actually be able to get their hands on one. Communications and Marketing Director Marilyn Gravel gives us insight on how it impacted the show.
There's the supply chain problem is clearly affecting our show, meaning that a lot of people, or a lot, pardon me, of constructors or manufacturers that aren't coming here, it's because of the supply chains.
The executive director shared as well that some manufacturers they contacted have empty lots with no electric cars to sell yet.
Thank you, Ines. That was Ines Riffy live from the Montreal Convention Center. Residents of eastern Quebec should prepare for freezing rain today as the ice storm that is currently blasting the Maritimes moves west into the province. The region of Matipédia Valley, Bonaventure, Chandler, Muradockville, and Gaspé and parts of the North Shore are expecting to receive 10 to 20 millimeters of freezing rain, while the regions of Rimouski, Menté, Baie-Comeau, Sept-Îles, and Blanc-Sablon should expect between 2 to 4 millimeters. The freezing rain is expected to change into rain over Tuesday night. Sunday night football concludes a wonderful start to the NFL playoffs. Canadians star at the Australian Open, and Cole Caulfield shines during last night's Habs victory. Jasmine Brian Jean-Baptiste has all our sports news.
Suzuki put it in front, they score! Caulfield was left alone! And the Canadians!
And that's Caulfield skating it in here.
Caulfield scored the game-sealing goal during the third quarter thanks to an outstanding pass from Nick Suzuki. Samuel Montembeau was exceptional with 38 saves that helped the Habs secure the win against the Rangers. In other hockey news, Canada repeated as champion at the U18 Women World Championship thanks to a remarkable performance from Caitlin Kramer. She dominated the game with 4 goals, breaking a record for most goals by a Canadian in a single tournament.
Put them right around Hundley, he reaches, oh, that ball's out, that's live! Back the other way, Sam Hubbard! The Cincinnati kid, Hubbard's got a convoy!
Last night, the game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens concluded an exciting start to the NFL playoffs. Bengals' Sam Hubbard scooped a fumble and returned it for a 98-yard touchdown to take the lead in the fourth quarter and ultimately win the game. The Jacksonville Jaguars' comeback against the Los Angeles Chargers was another highlight of this weekend. After a miserable start, quarterback Trevor Lawrence threw 4 touchdowns in the second half to lead his team to an unprecedented victory.
It gets it, and what a way for Felix Auger-Aliassime to move on through to the second round.
After a tough start, Auger-Aliassime sealed a victory against Canadian Vasek Popsil at the Australian Open to advance to the second round. Now the expectations are even higher for Aliassime, who's coming off a great 2022 campaign with 4 singles tournament victories. And that's all your sports news, your news in sports today.
Thank you, Jason. How is your morning going? If you're having a bad day, you can take some comfort in knowing that the worst is but now behind you. Today is Blue Monday, statistically the most depressing day of the year. The end of the holiday season combined with the seasonal affective disorders are the main reasons given for this phenomenon. However, the majority of scientists have dismissed Blue Monday as nothing more than pseudoscience. Pseudoscience or not, be sure to take care of yourself today. And today, expect a mix of sunny and cloud leading into colder temperatures overnight, with a low of minus 11. Tomorrow, it'll get slightly colder, but keep your gloves and scarves handy with a wind chill of minus 19 expected. That's your news. Thank you for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Lucas Marsh.